Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Hello, hello, hello. Oh, good morning. Listen, heard God say, he was talking about joy. I don't know if you've losing joy, some letting the enemy steal your joy, steal your peace. But I'm waking up this morning and God told me to just talk about peace. Go to your scripture. So he gave me James 1 and 2. And it says, consider it nothing but joy, my brother and sister, whenever you fall into various trials. It says, whenever. First of all, it said, my brothers and sisters, whenever you fall into various trials. That means when you fall into various trials. Be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. That's in the Amplify. So if you want to get it, just get the Amplify. So I come on this morning to encourage you that what you're going through, all it's doing is testing your faith. The enemy is always trying to test your faith. He's trying to test if you're going to stand on those scriptures. He's trying to test if you're going to stand firm on what God says. What if it's about healing? If God says that you're healed, then you're healed. If you believe that the scripture says that you're healed, then you speak that thing and you believe in that thing, and that it won't your circumstances, that the things that you see won't steal your joy. Because that thing's when the enemy steals your joy, he steals your peace. Now you restless. Now you got two different things that you're dealing with. But God says in James 1 and 2, he says, consider it nothing but joy, my brother and sister. So he's not leaving anybody out. Whenever you fall into various trials, so whatever your trial is, we all have some type of trial. We all have some type of situation that we have to deal with. You know, now I wouldn't necessarily say on a daily basis, but if you deal with something on a daily basis, be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance. So that means you have to actually go through something. You actually have to go through something for your faith to increase, because if you do it without faith, then it ain't God. It's not of God. So when we're dealing with faith, and the enemy, I'm telling you, man, the enemy is out trying to steal our joy. He's trying to steal our peace. I'm telling you, he's trying to do it. We're in a season where God is starting to do things, and he's starting to release things, and he's starting to do miracle signs and wonders. He's always been doing them, but it's about our faith. I'm telling you, it is about your faith. The enemy is out to destroy your faith. He does not want you to believe. He don't want you to believe his word. He don't want you to believe God's word. He don't want you to believe that you're healed. He don't want you to believe that you are successful. He don't want you to believe that you can come out of any drug and any addiction. Listen, I'm that person. I'm that one that had to that didn't believe that I could come out of pornography. I didn't believe that I can come out of the drugs. I didn't believe that I can come out of it. And you know what happened? I just spiraled out of control. I spiraled into a deep place. And then it was so hard to get out. But what happened was, it was a little thing that brought back my faith. I mean, a mustard seed. You know what I'm saying? A mustard seed. Then all of a sudden it grew. As things started happening and I started applying scripture, I started applying the promises of God. I started applying the blessings of God. I started believing what I was actually saying. I started believing what I was actually declaring over myself. So get into your declarations. Start declaring who you are and what you are. Start declaring God's blessings and God's promises. Start declaring the word of God over your situation, and not just fall into a situation where you're feeling hopeless. Because once he gets you into a victim spirit, that, oh man, I'm a victim and I can't do this and I can't do that, then he starts adding other stuff because the door is open. You close every door and you start pleading the blood over yourself, over your situation, and you declare who God says you are, and you start using the words that God is asking you to use, is telling you to use. He gives you a scripture, it comes up inside of you. It comes up inside of you. If not, hey, Holy Spirit, I need this scripture. I need your help, God. I need your strength right now. You know, I know I'm going through a trial. I know I'm going through this test. But can you give me some strength to get through this test? And that while I'm going through it, I'm learning something. I'm learning how to apply your word. I'm learning how to declare your word over my life, over this situation, that I'm going to have. I'm going to have victory in this situation. But at this circumstance, at this moment right now, I need your help. I need your help. Because this scripture tells, it says, consider it nothing but joy, my brother and sister. So it's not just saying, oh, it's for the men. Oh, it's just for the women. It says, my brother and sister, whenever you fall, I mean, it's whenever, early in the morning, in the middle of the day, at night, you know, it's situations that happen. Then, you know, you miss something, you know, it's. Now you got to learn from that situation. You got to learn the tactics of the enemy, because if you don't learn what the enemy is doing, then you're going to fall in the same trial every time until you pass it. Because God said, the word just says that, be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance. The testing of your faith through experience. So that means you got to experience something. You're not going to go through this life and nothing's going to happen. That's not the way it's going to work. Something is going to happen. Something is going to happen. It's up to you how you respond to what is happening in your situation. Whatever your situation is, it don't matter. Whatever your situation may be. Today is the day that you apply the scripture, that you will understand that this is a test of your faith. Every day that you wake up, the enemy trying to test you. Every day. If you open your eyes and you walk on this earth, the enemy is going to try to test you. If you had a habit, listen, me and my wife was talking the other day, right? And I battled smoking. I battled drugs, like battled it. And every morning I have to wake up to an aroma. I walk outside and there's an aroma in the thing. And I'm like, God, are you testing me like this every day? I got to go through this test every day. Every day that you live here, every day that you walk out and you have to smell it, because that's my thorn in my side. I'm okay with it now. And early when I started, I was like, dang, God, I thought you brought me away from this. You say I'm taking you away from people, places, and things. And that's a thing. That's one thing that I could not break. And now you put me, you allow me to wake up and smell it every morning. Oh, come on, God. But here I am. I'm on this scripture right here, and it tells me, consider it nothing but joy, my brother and sister, when you fall into various trials, be assured that it is testing your faith through experience. I had experience of doing that before. I've learned how to apply scriptures when I walk outside. I already know what the enemy is trying to do. I already know what his plans is. I know what the plans are. He's trying to test my faith. He's trying to test my deliverance. He's trying to test my salvation. He's trying to test us. Man, listen, wait, no more. Come on, y'all. I mean, let's go. Let's go. Understand that it's a test. Every single day that you wake up, the enemy is going to try to test you. Question is, are you going to pass the test? Are you going to pass the test? I need you to declare that I'm a pass. I'm going with straight A's. I'm waking up every day that I wake up. I'm looking for the straight A. I'm looking for the straight A. Study to show yourself approved. So that means you got to study a scripture. You got to study and know what scriptures that you got to be able to use. And if not, I mean, find resources that'll help you to study. So find resources that'll help you learn how to decree and declare a thing. Find resources that'll help you. Don't stand there by yourself and get beat up and you never pass your test. You ain't getting no endurance. Let me tell you what you're getting. You're getting weaker and weaker and weaker. So when a person comes to me and tell me, oh, I'm just getting weak, you know what? That means you're not passing your test. That means you're not getting any endurance. That means your faith is not increasing. You fall into these situations where you're looking at a situation, your circumstances, and that circumstances is steadily beating you. It might be books. It might be school. It might be work. It might be a spouse. It might be your children. It might just be whatever. It's one of those whatevers. Whenever and whatever, your various trials, whatever it may be. It doesn't have I don't know your name. I don't know what the name of your trial is or what your situation may be. But know this. It's a various trial. It's a trial. And that trial is really and truly trying to defeat you. Today is the day. Come on, y'all. Come with me. Let this be the day that you are no longer going to lose. I mean, flunk or fail. I tell my wife, I was like, you know, I remember them days when I felt like a failure. I felt like I couldn't win. I mean, academically, dude, I wasn't a good test. And I was taking these tests on computers. And, you know, as soon as you hit a button, it's going to tell you you pass or fail. And I was seeing that fail button for so long. And then it started putting fear into me. And then I didn't even really want to study anymore because I was like, why am I studying if I'm just going to fail? Why am I doing this? But I had to understand. I didn't understand that it was testing. It was a testing. How do I need? I need to study differently. I need to find a study partner. I need to find a tutor. I need to find somebody that's going to tutor me. That's somebody that understands how to break this thing down that I can get from point A to point B. I'm not sitting in the middle or having anxiety attacks because I got to get ready to go and take a test. Not no more. And I did it. I started finding me a tutor. I started studying. I started putting in the work, more work than I was doing before. And all of a sudden now, when I hit a button and that thing said pass, man, I almost jumped out of the ceiling, man. I'm telling you, I jumped out of the ceiling because that's one test I've already passed. So don't let your tests, don't let these trials, don't let these things that are trying to come at you, your situations or your various trials, don't allow them to steal your joy. Don't allow them to steal your joy because at the end, it leads to spiritual maturity and inner peace. It's time to grow up. I'm just saying, it's just time to grow up. We got to grow up. It's that place where we got to grow up and we got to get back our inner peace. No longer are we being, you know, little kids and we're acting like little kids. Man, we're breaking that spirit. I'm telling you, I used to walk around with a little boy spirit because I failed so much. I ain't have no, you know, I couldn't pass my test. I ain't have no endurance. You know what I mean? I'm a sprinter and I'm like, I'm just trying to get it over with. But God said, this is not that race, man. This is not that race. This race here is a long race. So I need you to go through some things. And so I had to go through some things. I mean, I had to go through some things for a very, 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 very long time. I could say very for a very long time, but it was a long time. And so I had to go through something, but now I understand where I am now. I understand every trial that I had to go through, every trial that I had to retake over and over and over and over because I wasn't passing. I was failing that thing. I was feeling hopeless. I was feeling worthless. I was feeling like I have no hope, no chance, no anything. You hear what I'm saying? I that's where I was at. I was at that place. And so here's the time and here's the moment where we got to come out of that place of failure. Because once again, in James 1 and 2, I'm going to read the scripture again because I need you to get this scripture into your heart and in your mind. Consider it, and this is out to Amplify. It says, consider it nothing but joy, my brother and sister, whenever, listen, he said, whenever. So this is not, it says whenever you fall into various trials. I mean, let's stick right there. Whenever you fall into various trials, they're trials. Every day you wake up, there's going to be a trial. The enemy is going to put you. He's going to try something. He's just going to try. And it's a trial. It's. Are you going to come out of this trial victorious? Are you going to come out of this trial with victory, with strength? Because it says, be assured that the testing of your faith through experience. Once again, it's testing your faith through experience. That means you got to go through something. Produces endurance. leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. So when we're I just heard the Holy Spirit tell me that when we're going through something and we don't, you know, you don't get it, you just start pouting. That's a little kid. That's what a little kid does. They just pout. They're like, oh my God, you don't want to get, I can't pass this, I can't do this, I can't, you know, I remember I was an elementary teacher, first and second grade, and when they couldn't do something, you know, they were like, I just can't do it, you don't know what I just can't do it, I can't remember this, Okay, we got to go back, because this is about leading to spiritual maturity. How do we get to spiritual maturity? Studying. Going through these trials, passing these trials, preparing for these trials. You got to be ready in season and out of season. These things ain't no joke. I'm telling you, this is not a joke. It says spiritual maturity and inner peace. Tell me if you lost your peace. Tell me if you lost your peace. If you lost your peace, that's telling me those trials that you dealing with, those situations that you dealing with, you're not passing them. We're not passing. So we got to figure out why we're not passing. Why we're not passing. That's something that you have to figure out. That's something that you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, why am I not passing this? Am I in my emotions and my feelings when these things come about that I can't even come up with a scripture, that I can't even think about the scripture that I'm supposed to use to actually pass this trial or give me the strength to be able to endure the things that I have to come up against? Come on. Come on. The enemy is trying to bombard you. The enemy is coming in. I mean, he's coming in like a flood, but God raises up a standard. And guess what? That standard is that word. You better get that word. We better use that word. I'm trying to tell you. Let's get that word. Let's not fail these trials no more. I hope this encouraged you. I came in to encourage. I ain't come in to put you down. I'm just trying. I want to win. And I want everybody to win. The enemy comes after me too. I'm talking to myself too. I'm talking to my wife too. I'm talking to all of us. I ain't just talking to you. So don't get in your feelings. Don't get mad. But listen, because I'm talking to my brothers and my sisters. I'm talking to my brothers and my sisters. I'm going to read this scripture again because I need you to get it. James 1 and 2 out of the Amplified Version. It says, consider it nothing but joy. I want my joy. I can go and find scriptures on joy. You can just start looking up scriptures on joy and start finding your joy. If you lost your joy, you might want to find the scriptures that talk about joy. That talk about joy and start writing declarations about joy. Come on. Here we go. And it says, whenever you fall into various trials, that means whenever you fall, everybody has a moment. And when you fall, what does it do? Be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. You better talk about it. You better talk about it. Because I'm going to keep my peace. I'm not going to let anybody take my peace. I mean, I'm not letting anybody, anything take my peace. I know the enemy trying to get my peace. I know he's trying to take all my joy. I know. Listen, those two things have you. If you don't have those things, you sitting around feeling, I mean, miserable. Let's be real. You can literally be sitting around being miserable. Miserable. When you don't have any joy, you don't have anything to laugh about. You don't have anything to smile about. Listen, when you walk around and everybody knows somebody that's in that place that's just miserable. You're like, oh my God, do you ever smile? Oh my God, is there anything that can help you have some peace? Is it anything? Then you don't want to be around them. Why? Because it comes upon you. Then that victim spirit becomes, it attaches itself to you. And then you'll walk around and be like, dang, you just sucked up all of my joy. I mean, now you don't have no, you unhappy. And now I'm starting to feel a certain type of way. Now the joy that I came in with, I don't even have anymore. Now it's like, man, I got to walk around. I don't even have no peace about what I was thinking about, what I was talking about, what I was declaring about. I'm not allowing the enemy to take my joy. Please do not allow the enemy to take your joy. No, he can't take your joy, and he definitely can't have your peace. So no, once again, no. That when you fall in various trials, be assured, I just love this part, be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance. So know that you have to go through something. And so whenever you have to go through it, it produces something. When you come out of it, it's going to produce good or it's going to produce bad. It's going to produce your joy and your peace, or it's going to produce anger, frustration, disappointment, all of that stuff, because you didn't pass it. But when you pass it, that, man, your faith go to a whole nother level. Now you believe, you believe that whatever you apply yourself to and whatever you apply the word of God to, that you're going to have victory, that you're going to win. That's this day. That's this day. So I just wanted to come on and encourage somebody that has lost their peace, that has lost their joy, and feel like you just keep going through things and keep going through things. And some of those things you keep going through because you ain't passing. And so you have to evaluate why you're not passing them, and why you don't have no joy, and why you don't have no peace. And it, we can always say, well, this person right here just always taking my joy, taking my peace. Then why in the world are you letting them take your peace? Why are you letting them take your joy? There's scriptures that you can use, or you can just say, hey, I'm not allowing you to take my peace. You're not going to take my joy. I'm going to stay peaceful. I'm going to talk to you calm and collect. I'm going to talk to you with respect. I'm going to talk to you with the love. I ain't going to disrespect you. So you can't take anything from me. This is that day. This is that time. This is that moment. So once again, y'all, I'm sorry, but this is encouragement. I just need somebody to get there. I just want you to know that you shouldn't be losing your peace. You shouldn't be losing your joy, because here's a scripture that helps you and tells you that you know how to know what's going on with that, because it tells you, be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. That's James 1 and 2, Amplified. Once again, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. And listen, share this broadcast, because somebody needs some hope. Somebody hope is gone. Somebody peace is gone. Somebody joy is gone. And today is the day that they get it back. So, you know, call a friend and talk this and speak this scripture over them and talk to them about it and help them come out of that situation, come out of that trial. Sometimes there's somebody that just needs some help. They need some assistance. I couldn't pass my test until I went and got some real help. I sat in my office and try to study by myself and try to do all the stuff by myself, and I couldn't. I wouldn't use my wife. I wouldn't use nobody. But to get out of the situations that you're in, sometimes you just need some help. You need some help to help you pass. So here's the day that you find someone that can help you. Or if you're that person that can help your friend, help your friend. Help your friend. Find the scriptures for them. Help them find scriptures. If you know the scripture, you know that they're dealing with something. They might be dealing with grief. They might be dealing with hurt. They might be dealing with pain. Man, don't talk about the situation. Just give them the scriptures and talk about the scripture and how the scripture is applied to be able to help them. Come on, y'all. This ain't a gossip thing. This is a help thing. You know what I'm saying? Let's help each other. Let's help each other get better. That's what the hell. That's what these boot camps about. It's about helping individuals get healthy. It's about helping individuals win over the circumstances that they're in. No longer are the circumstances going to hold us back and cause us to fall. I'm just telling you. Listen, man, I hear the birds chirping. I don't even know how to act right now. I'm just telling you, I don't even know how to act right now. But I already know. I woke up early this morning to stomp the devil. I woke up early this morning to get mine in. And so I'm getting my blows in. And this right here, I'm putting in some blows. So I need some people that's willing to fight with me. I need some people that is willing to get down and get dirty. It's time to win. It's time to win. We're more than conquerors. We're winners, man. And it's that time. So let's speak like winners. Let's talk like winners. Let's act like winners. Let's help each other. Help each other win. The more we help each other win, the more territory we gain. God, woo, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all better catch that one. Catch that one. All right, y'all. I gotta go. It's about that time. All right, y'all be blessed and know, man, that this is the day that the Lord has made and that we will rejoice. Ow, I like that one. You heard? I will rejoice and be glad in it. Y'all better catch that. Y'all better catch that. This is the day that the Lord has made and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will have my joy and I'm definitely gonna have my inner peace. So be blessed and y'all have a wonderful and awesome day in the Lord. Peace.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.